to a farmer named Amos in Pennsylvania. Because, yes, the Pennsylvania Attorney General's Office, who still has yet to follow the law and appoint, name that special prosecutor to handle the crimes and the lawlessness on SEPTA, Pennsylvania Attorney General Michelle Henry, still not doing that. But what are they busy doing? Well, they stormed the farm of a Lancaster County man named Amos. I'm not even making this up. You can't make it up. So they filed, now the PAG, Pennsylvania AG's office, literally has filed a civil lawsuit against Amos Miller. Well, what did that Amos, what did you do, Amos? And they want to, they filed for an injunction to prevent him from doing business as a farmer. Why? He sold raw milk and related products, and he must comply with state laws. They literally were just, they raided a farm. Think about all the killers and rapists that we're searching for. Are you kidding me? In Philadelphia? And we are actually taking the resources of the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office and taking officers to raid that farm of that Amos the farmer. I'm not making this up. You cannot make this up. Now, what did Amos do? Well, they claim that some of his milk products and his raw milk contained listeria. Well, I got news for you. Go in your fridge, and if you have any cut, sliced meat or a deli, there's a likelihood, and that's where usually you hear about listeria, deli meat, that it might have a little tainting of listeria. Listeria, by in general, is a mild thing, can give you some diarrhea, whatever, but it's commonly found on lunch meat or things like milk that's not, fully homogenized, etc. But they claim they found some listeria, which of all the things you could find in the farm, I mean, it's not a deadly thing. Very rarely would it be deadly. If you know about listeria, it's when I was pregnant, they always say, avoid things that might have listeria, like, for example, sliced deli meats, unless you really know that it's good stuff. Or if you're going to eat the deli meat, throw it in the microwave for 20 seconds, kill the listeria. In any event, here's the attorney's reaction to this, okay? So farmer Amos Miller's attorney, Robert Barnes, here's his reaction. This lawsuit by the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture is a disgrace to the rule of law, a flagrant violation of constitutional liberty filled with false, fraudulent, perjurious statements by corrupt, out-of-control, high-ranking officials, too often covered for by complicit media. Amos Miller's food is much healthier, much safer, and much better for members as they make informed consent decisions to choose than the monopolized, industrialized food of big corporations the PDA is subservient to, and those members have a constitutional right to get direct farm-to-consumer food they trust as members of a private association. The attorney writes, "We will respond to the food thieves, farm libelers, and Amish defamers of the PDA in court, and we will bring the truth, unlike the PDA, which feasts on a diet of libelous lies." Wow, I love that statement. Which feasts on a diet of libelous lies. I love this attorney. We got to get Robert Barnes, this attorney, on here. But in any event, Farmer Amos has a really good lawyer, says that they're going to fight this, says this is not true, and that this is a movement, if you will, to get rid of these kinds of, popular farms that have raw milk, raw cheese. I have family members who drive out to probably Amos's farm for many years of their lives, that never been sick from it, love it, swear by it. But remember, these kinds of farmers are outlawed in places like New Jersey, so they don't have that freedom. So I just want to point out the hypocrisy here. And think about our resources of Department of Agriculture, the Attorney General's office here, and what they're going after. Not the crime in Philadelphia, not these, what did they call them? the tourist burglars, you know, the illegals here who've crossed the border, the crosswalk, as I call it, illegally. No, no, they're not after any of that. The gangs, the drug, nope, not doing that. We're going to, we're directing the resources of our Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture and the Attorney General's office. And what are we doing? Amos. Go get Amos and his raw milk. Shame, shame on the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office. You should be focused. First of all, you should do your job and follow the law, which says you should have named a special prosecutor more than a week ago to help out with these horrible crimes that are intimidating and violating the rights of SEPTA riders, commuters, our own Jimmy Kelly, who's my legally blind engineer here, and as well as countless school children who have no other choice but to take SEPTA, which is often unsafe. But instead of worrying about our school children, no, the Pennsylvania AG's office, what is she worried about? She's worried about Amos, the farmer, and violating, according to his attorney, his constitutional rights.